the platform. Step up and speak out.
It is the FM stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Kwidarai. It is the platform. Thank you very much for joining us on this 19th of November 2018, which also happens to be International Men's Day. So if you didn't know about that, apparently we have a day for men where we celebrate men at some point in the year. Some people actually found out today, so it's actually fascinating. But just to remind you of some of the frequencies you can listen to us on: Chimani Mani 91.3, Kariba 105.3, Victoria Falls 106.5, Nyanga 98.2, Gweru 104.3, Kadoma 105.2, Bulawayo, my hometown, 106.7, and we're broadcasting out of Harare, where our frequency is 106.4. If you want to listen to us over the internet, just go to www.zfmstereo.co.zw, and of course, you can listen to us via the TuneIn app. Just download it, whatever, using whatever app store that you download, whatever you download, and as far as apps are concerned, and just look for ZFM Stereo, and you can listen to us live and in charge. If you want to follow the conversation, it's live in the studio on 0731 168 045, but you can give us feedback on Facebook, on facebook.com/ZFM Stereo, as well as on Twitter at ZFM Stereo, on Instagram at ZFM Stereo ZW. And of course, this program is available as a podcast within 24 hours of live broadcast on Apple Podcasts. So about today, President Mnangagwa, just to give a background of what we're talking about today, President Mnangagwa is expected to officiate at the first national level Peace and Family Festival to be held on November 21 this year at the National Sports Stadium in Harare. The ceremony will be led by Dr. Hakisha Jahan Moon from South Korea. The rededication ceremony, dubbed Peace Starts With Me, Peace Starts With My Family, is being hosted by the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification, and Zimbabwe, in collaboration with the Universal Peace Federation and Women's Federation for World Peace International, both of which have general consultative statuses at the United Nations Economic and Social Council. Now, in the studio today, I've got the chairperson of the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification, Zimbabwe, chairperson, that is Bishop Johannes Ndanga. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, first of all, you're just talking about Zimbabwe. Can we safely say that Zimbabwe is a peaceful country?
What makes Zimbabwe a peaceful country is not peace itself, but it's the aspirations of the people of Zimbabwe. It's the declarations we are signatory to United Nations charters, the various charters of the United Nations, and also the head of state, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, is actually an advocate of peace. So that alone means the support of everybody to make Zimbabwe a peaceful country. Zimbabwe cannot be a peaceful country on its own. It can only be made a peaceful country by all of us.
So when we talk about peace, what is the context of peace? What do we define as peace?
Peace is a happiness, is peace. And a true peace is centered on God. When we realize that when we really agree and realize that we are one family under one God, that makes us understand the meaning of peace. And the peace, one has got to be a happy person, happy with yourself, happy with your community, and happy with your environment. That makes that defines peace. So, in a nutshell, I should be saying, peace is when one lives, in agreement with himself, with his society, and everything. But when we disagree, we really need to come together and rephrase our position as a community.
So more often than not, the conversation tends to tend towards sometimes differences in opinion, sometimes very strong differences in opinion. You got platforms like, say, on social media where people seem to always be arguing. But how would you then, you know, resolve that in as far as the context of peace that you're talking about?
Yeah, what is important is not the differences, because the objective should be you know, stronger than what it what brings us together should be stronger than what divides us. So the differences can be there, but we need to have to see to share one common fellowship, one common vision. And the common vision is peace is the foundation actually for development. And whenever, if anybody wants to try and work for development, you cannot actually develop, you cannot achieve development if you are not building it on peace. So peace is the foundation, and the differences, they are definitely there all the time. There's no way we cannot be differing. We'll have differences always, but differences should not determine our destiny. Our destiny really should be determined by our identity as a nation. We need to know that we are all Zimbabweans, we are one people, and tolerance is one other basis for peace. Tolerance is agreeing to disagree, and also sharing one common vision. One common vision, that is peace, unity, forgiveness, stability. It is actually centered on Jesus Christ. It's centered also on the principle of faith, and the fact that God created us all, the fact that we are identified as Zimbabweans because we are born here, we have no other country, so we belong here together, and we have got to come together as one people under one God.
So then the question I will ask is, then you make a lot of religious references. Supposing I'm Muslim or I believe in traditional religion and so forth, and or even just don't believe in religion, does that mean that I don't have access to peace?
No, that tolerance means you can believe in whatever you believe in. That is also the basis for peace. Tolerance is accepting you as you are, whether you're an atheist, whether you're a monotheist, whether you're a polytheist, that doesn't matter. What matters is we have got to live on this planet Earth together in harmony and peace. We need to tolerate one another. When it comes to faith, it's about yourself, not making everybody believe what you believe in. It is your faith, it is what you believe. Yourself, not making people believe what you believe. So that does not determine who we are. Our identity should be tolerance, accepting one another as one people, as because our identity is Zimbabwean, our identity is African, and Mother Moon, Dr. Hagjahan Moon, has already landed. I'm very much excited about that. She has landed this afternoon. And she has been promoting peace ever since, together with the husband, who is now late, Reverend Sun Myung Moon. They have been advancing the cause of peace all over the world. We have about more than 200 countries under the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification. And as such, she's already here to lead us, you know, praying for our nation as well as also speaking to our people so that they understand what it is. Because if I quote the British, I don't remember well, it could be the British ambassador, outgoing ambassador, who said, Zimbabweans must unite or fall. So I don't want to fall. And I don't want anyone else to fall here in Zimbabwe. I want us all to be able to stand on our feet and do our developmental projects together. It's not about our differences, but it's about the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is our identity. And we need to really be associated with development, with good health and everything. If we waste all our time arguing for things that we don't agree in, then what are we achieving? If let's say we have gone into the streets to demonstrate against whatever, if we do demonstrate, who is going to give us some food for that particular day, for the time that we've messed up, the time that we've misused when we started doing demonstrations. It is as peace should provide, should peace is also a platform for dialogue, platform for discussion, tolerate one another, come together, disagree on that, but we have to pursue what we agree on.
Okay, before we get, because you touched on a couple of issues there, but before going to them, it's issues of developmental stuff, and I'd like to spend a lot more time on those. But someone can argue, for example, that some of the people, the major establishments pushing for peace, for example, the churches, where over the past couple of months we've seen strife with in some of those churches, some people now leaving to start their own churches, you know, even sometimes it degenerating into physical violence, and in some instances where essentially some churches almost have marketing campaigns to decampaign other churches so that they can get more followers. Now, if that is within an institution that is, you know, is seen with a certain level of sanctity, how does that set an example for everybody else who is not necessarily at the rarefied positions of, say, religions?
Yeah, for your information, we have we are working together with Muslims at the global level. We're working together.
No, I get that. We're talking about Zimbabwe context. So yeah. We're talking about the infighting. You did answer that to say that tolerance is one of the big issues, but I'm talking about the things that are actually happening on the ground, where there are these fights that are happening. How do you then resolve that against your assertion that there is widespread peace?
Yeah. The issue here is the church. What we call the church is actually the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is in agreement with itself. Even your own body, as yourself, the hand and your brain, and even the legs and everything, they are well coordinated. So when you find some institution calling itself a church, when you find it in conflict of itself, that does not mean it's a church, because the church is the body of Christ, according to the Bible. The church is the body of Christ, and if the church is not in agreement, it means somebody is not part of the church within that particular setup. They may call themselves a church, but another part will be a church and the other part will not be a church, because there will be some personal ambitions or selfish desires and everything. So that happens. So if you see people, this is why even Jesus Christ said, it's not everybody who prays to God who will go to heaven, but some will go to heaven and some will not. Those who are not going to heaven are the ones who cause conflict in the church. But generally, the church is the body of Christ, and just like your body, all your body, your body parts, they agree with yourself. They have got to move together with you. If the leg says no, we are not going. And yet you are really thirsty to go and get some water from the tap, then you will not be able to go. So the church is an agreement with itself. So when the people have problems to a point that you find the other one leaving the church to start their own church, in other words, that person who is leaving the church is actually angry with the other person. He's not even supposed to start a church, because he should actually repent and become holy himself, not to try and say, I am leaving you now, I am going to start a church, and at the same time you are angry. An angry person cannot start a successful church.
Okay, without going too much into details, because that can become another a whole complete discussion on its own. What do you think at home on 0731 168 045? I want to ask you about your community that you live in. More often than not, I think sometimes, and you feel free to weigh in here, sometimes we may think that the world is a worse place than it is because we worry about things that are happening in other countries or even a different part of the country, and yet our community may be at peace. So I want to find out about your community, wherever you are. If you're in Gwabalanda, whether you're in Gwanda, whether in Mashingo, Kwachivi, or in Binga, wherever you are, do you feel there's peace in your community, your specific community? And what efforts are being made in as far as attaining peace, if you don't feel there is, in as far as your very specific community? Get in touch with us on 0731-168-045. You're listening to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we carry on with the discussion.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You're still tuning into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. The name is Larry Kwedera. It is the platform. And in the studio, I've got the chairperson of the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification Zimbabwe, Bishop Johannes Ndanga. Before we took the break, we were talking about peace in Zimbabwe. And I decided, like, let's whittle it down to your community. What do you think about issues of peace in your very specific community? It might even just be your neighborhood. Do you feel that people are at peace with each other? There are people living at peace with each other. What is your opinion? Get in touch with us on 0731-168-045. Because the theme of this rededication ceremony is peace starts with me, peace starts with my family. So even within your family unit, is there peace in your family unit? But going on to in as far as the national conversation is concerned, Bishop Danga, what is the economic significance of having a peaceful, stable country?
Economic significance.
Yeah.
You know that we have a government actually introduced a religious tourism that is an economic interest. Religious tourism, and right now there are more than 200 countries, delegates from more than 200 countries who are already in Zimbabwe for the Peace Festival, which is a one-day event. But they have been here now. Some have been here for a long time now, and some have come, and their coming really contributes so much on the economic profile of the country, and that has got economic contribution. It develops our economy as well. And secondly, Dr. Hak Jahan Moon and many organizations that fall under here, they have vast investments around the world. One of the big projects that they have is the Queen Coffee project, Queen Coffee Farming, which is I personally went to Hawaii to get a feel of what it is. They just about an acre can give you up to $80,000, just 1 acre. It gives you so much money because it comes second to oil in the countries in the Middle East and in the Western world. That kind of thing. So that project, there are about 10 projects that have been brought by Dr. Hak Jahan Moon to Zimbabwe. And those projects are going to be also unveiled at the National Sports Stadium on Wednesday, or 21st November 2018. There are big projects that she has actually brought to Zimbabwe. And religious investors, normally, those investors who are religious, when they come, they don't look at the politics of the nations. They look at investment. Once they trust, like now, Dr. Hak Jahan Moon is being hosted by His Excellency the President. And if you saw on the television, Honorable Opam Chinguri was actually at the airport to welcome Dr. Hak Jahan Moon. So wherever she goes, she is actually a symbol of development herself, but she doesn't develop anyone before they embrace peace. So she preaches peace, and in the process, she wants to see poverty properly alleviated. and people, you know, being a happy people. The whole idea is a return to the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were chased away. And when they went out of the Garden of Eden, they acted on our behalf, on the behalf of the entire humankind, because God chased them. They were the only parents, and those parents represented the Chinese, the British, the American, everybody, even the Shona, even the Devele. We are all Adam and Eve's children, so we actually bear the sin. So what Dr. Akjahan Muno is doing is to assist us according to the mission that was given to them by Jesus Christ. When Reverend Sun Myung Moon was 15 years, she was commissioned by Jesus Christ to preach peace in the manner that we have joined to preach together with them. So she is personally here to help develop our country, to help, you know, bring peace into our country. Peace is the foundation for even social development, economic development, whatever. If you are not a peaceful people, you cannot develop your nation.
So the question I ask is, a couple of weeks ago, a prominent religious person say they were investing in something or the other, and it created a harangue of some sort. I'm not going to go into the details of that particular case. But so, therefore, the question becomes, once again, you may mention that, you know, there's commissioning based on divine powers and so forth and things of that nature. But doesn't this open it up to criticism, for example, or even you based on legal instruments that, you know, someone will come in and say, I'm bringing this to this country, and legal instruments are there in place that people haven't talked about, and as far as making sure that whatever investment of whatever comes into the country is above board, and, you know, and takes into consideration the issues of the laws of the country.
What we normally do, because Family Federation for World Peace and Unification, it's an NGO with the general consultative status with the United Nations, the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. That is, it means we are a lawful institution, a lawful organization. And secondly, everything that is going to be done will be done above board. I don't know about the religious person who did what you said, and also I don't want to talk about them. But that practice, if anybody, you know, manipulates the laws of the land, then that becomes wrong. We are against that as an organization, and even as citizens of Zimbabwe, we're against that. And the fact that the FFWPU came through government to say this is what we want to do for the nation, but the first thing is to have people embrace peace, and we are not, you know, targeting the nation like that, but we are targeting families to see if the family really understands, because a family is the first institution that God created. When God created first Adam and Eve, they were the first institution in the Garden of Eden. So what we are pushing for is not to be able to do anything outside the law. We want the law to be with us as we do whatever we do.
0731168045. Tapiwa says, we're not peaceful people, we live in fear. And the segueing off that, you know, Zimbabwe's got a complicated past and some uncomfortable parts of its history. How critical is this gathering for healing wounds of the past, and how are you supporting government's endeavors for peace and reconciliation?
The Wednesday festival is just a launch. It's a launch for the ongoing campaigns for peaceful Zimbabwe. And when we talk about peace, I can refer you to the prayer of Jesus Christ, which he taught his disciples. Jesus Christ said to them, when you pray, you say, may your kingdom come on earth, and your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So the idea is to transform Zimbabwe into a heavenly Zimbabwe. And soon after the festival, we will be in South Africa for the Africa Peace Summit being held in Cape Town from the 22nd. So the issue is not we are going to have a festival on the 21st to heal the wounds of the past that day. No, that's not like that. What it is like is we are going to launch the process, because the peace is a process. And it's going to take time, but we need to, everybody's got to contribute towards peace for our nation. We need to understand what peace is. But we have, we are going to start from the families, and go into the communities.
So now, having done that, is how do you work with the efforts of, say, the National Peace and Reconciliation
Commission.
The commission that is in there? How do you work in lockstep with it, and as far as achieving peace?
Yeah, we work with them. There's no way we can. It's more like an invasion if we just come into Zimbabwe and say we want to do peace projects, and the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission does not know. That becomes an invasion. We have to be in line with the laws of the land. We have to be...
Okay, so the question is how?
Yeah. We have our model as a family federation, as Universal Peace Federation. We have our model, and they have theirs. So we compare the notes. And
so have you not talked yet?
We have talked.
So the question is how? How does it actually work?
Yeah. We still... working on it, because we haven't quite, we have agreed in principle, but we have no memorandum signed yet. That's number one. And secondly, there's also Zimbabwe Tourism Authority. We work very closely with them. We've had some programs with them before.
So the question then I'll ask as a follow-up, again, speaking on issues of, the law, whatever the case would be, would it not have been more prudent to first have a working relationship with a constitutionally body that is defined by the Constitution and meant by the Constitution to deal with peace efforts before launching your initiative?
No. The law does not deny anyone.
No, we didn't talk about denying, but I'm saying, would it not have made more sense to do it that way?
No. It makes no sense, because the law, we are talking here about the law, to say the law does not say anyone who wants to preach should first go to the NPRC for clearance. If the law said that we needed to be cleared, then we're going to engage that. But we have engaged them, and still we are busy working on the memorandum of agreement. That is not a problem. They are also invited there. They are also going to be there at the peace festival. But the law never said you cannot do without NPRC. In other words, the law is silent about that, and we don't tend to breach any laws.
0731-168-045. Tell us what you think in as far as the efforts of this organization trying to work towards peace in as far as the country is concerned. There is an event that's coming up. There's a rededication dubbed Peace Starts With Me, Peace Starts With My Family. And it's being hosted by the Family Federation World Peace and Unification in Zimbabwe, in collaboration with Universal Peace Federation and Women's Federation for World Peace International, both of which have general consultative statuses at the United Nations Economic and Social Council. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we continue with the discussion. Keep sending in your messages. I see more messages coming in on 0731 168 045. I'm going to read some of those messages as soon as we come back from the break. It's ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You're still tuned into ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town. We are talking about peace, and it's a very important subject. And of course, some people, it is subjective. Somebody said, let's just read this. I'm just trying to open this message here. I had it open earlier. Says, lies. These people take us for granted. Zim is peaceful. It's just a nation which has people who act like they are important. No one cares and has a heart for the next person. Thank you for your contribution. And you get an opportunity to respond to this, by the way. So I'm not just reading them for the sake of reading them. I've got Kangwena in Hatfield who says, there's no peace in Zim. Let him explain what is happening politically in the country. So those are the questions. Those are the statements made by listeners.
Well, thank you. The festival is not to take stock about taking stock on the politics of the nation. It's not like that. Once we start that, then the festival, even the campaign for peace, will not be successful. So our business is not to go there and say, hey, how did you do this? Why did you do this? No, we are not auditors. Or a commission inquiring on anything. No, that's not what we are up to. Our program here is to launch a peace program, a peace project for the nation, and a really honest and faithful peace program, and faithful to God and to the people of Zimbabwe, because we want to try and harmonize Zimbabwe like what the FFWPU are doing in other nations. I can give an example of some program that I participated in Korea for the unification of the Korean Peninsula. I was actually part of the process which led to the North Korea withdrawing what it had been pushing for. So this is what we did. Normally we don't seek to judge on what is happening in any nation. What we do is we introduce, we have even programs called character education for the youth, character education and everything. So it's not like we are up to try to say we are playing the referee. No, we are not referees for what is happening in the country. We are just preachers who really desire to bring Zimbabweans together and share one common vision, the vision that surpasses our differences. Not to say because this one is my enemy. We don't want that. The divine principle does not allow anybody to say I have enemies. Somebody can hate you because they don't know what they do. Those who hate other people is because they don't know what they do. Just like Jesus' prayer when he said, forgive them for they do not know what they do. So those who hate other people, we say they are not people who know what they do. They don't know what they do. So our business, even on the 21st of November, is not to be judges or to be referees for any event. No, that's not it. But it is to launch a peace program for Zimbabwe, and Dr. Hage Geingob is already investing in the peace program for Zimbabwe. So as a nation, this is what we really want. We really desire to see Zimbabweans coming together and search for true peace. It cannot just come to us. We have to search for it. We need to search for peace and find it. Then we can share the peace that God wants us to be. Originally, in the Garden of Eden, there was no war. The first person was actually killed the day when they left the Garden of Eden. Abel is the first man to taste death, and it was after the other one, the brother had killed Abel. So we need to a complete return back into the Garden of Eden, and from there we are going to experience peace. It comes out of character education and a lot of campaign for understanding what it is, what peace is, and also valuing our marriages. Because even those youngsters who are you know, funded to prop up political violence, it is actually on the base that right at home they are just like that, even in their families. So what we need to do is try and transform families. Then when we transform families, we will eventually transform even nations.
So the question, there's something that they say will bring Zimbabweans together to share one common vision. The follow-up question would be like, while you say you're not a referee in whatever the issues of the day are, for the 21st of November, has a specific invitation been handed out to people of different political and religious persuasions?
Yes, everybody has been invited.
No, have people been specifically invited? It's one thing saying there's an advert in the newspaper and you should have responded to that.
Definitely. And for your information, I can give you a list of ambassadors for peace who were appointed by UPF, Universal Peace Federation. Can I give you that list?
Go ahead.
Yes, late hero Dr. Joshua Ngomo was an ambassador for peace. Late hero John Ngomo was ambassador for peace. The later MDC president Morgan Tsvangirai was ambassador for peace. Morgan Komichi is an ambassador for peace, and Senator Mumvuri, Damian Mumvuri, was an ambassador for peace. So through those ambassadors for peace, all political parties are also invited.
Okay, 0731 168 045. We do need organizations like FFWPU, as it set standard for a peaceful country, which is a mileage set for Zimbabwe. The good thing is that they're apolitical. That's what somebody says here. Somebody else is reading here. Okay, that has got nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. But the question that when we'll go to within the context of the creation of families and stuff like that, and family structures, which is the basis for, I think, a lot of your activity. There's an understanding that some gospel musicians turned down the offer to perform at the fiesta as they're uncomfortable with some of the teachings of the Unification Church. For example, that although Jesus created the conditions necessary for humanity's spiritual salvation, he miscarried God's plan for man's salvation because he did not marry. What's your take on this?
I think there's a mix-up here. Somebody's talking about the Unification Church.
Yes.
And I'm talking about the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification and the Universal Peace Federation.
But that was...
I'm not allowed to speak for the Unification Church because I am the leader of the Pentecostal Church of Christ International. I'm not allowed to speak for the Unification Church because I'm the president of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I am only allowed to speak about the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification and its sister organizations, and not the church.
Yes, okay. That having been said, the context that I'm saying is that there are people who were going to perform, right?
No. Let me come back to that.
Come back to that.
Yeah. There is nobody. I don't know of anyone who turned down the invite to participate. I don't know of any. I actually know of people who are also saying they also want to be part of the musicians that are going to perform on Wednesday. That is what is what I understand, and even some from as far as Bulawayo, they are also requesting to be included, and we are considering them because the day will be very short.
Okay, but what, just coming back to that, the reason why this is important is it goes back to the issue that I talked about earlier on, in as far as that is concerned. I mean, there's confirmation that one, the prominent Janet Manuel is an example of someone who turned down the opportunity to perform. So we're not making this up. So the question then comes back to that issue that we spoke about earlier, that you may not believe in some of these things yourself, but the association by some who are believers from, and you've preached the gospel extensively, and when you're here, and you're somewhat an association with people who have that sort of belief that offends some Christians, doesn't that also then cause friction and division in some people, and start feeling that even though the majority of you may be something that they agree with, they will feel that there's something tainted in your organization? Or rather in the gathering, not the organization.
Okay. I don't think it is like that. It's actually a distortion of what we are coming together for on Wednesday. The issue is what we are coming together for is peace, and tolerance is one major pillar. And that whole, you know, presentation to say because of this, because that, because Larry, because this, that is a sign of intolerance, which is why I personally am against it. We don't want people who really, you know, who really label other people things that they are not. We don't want that. What we want is people who have that tolerance, tolerate one another, live in harmony with everybody. This is what we want. And not we even here, we have more than 10,000 churches. I personally ordained more than 5,000 bishops in Zimbabwe. You see, I ordained those, but each one has got their own doctrine. So it's not our business to really go into the churches and find out their doctrines, etc. It's not about that. What Father Moon says is he was commissioned by Jesus Christ to preach the gospel of peace, not as the Unification Church, but as the Universal Peace Federation. So my position regarding that one is peace is built on tolerance, and without tolerance we have no peace. Like we have been with the Muslims in a number of countries, even locally here we have meetings together. There's actually an organization called the Interreligious Association of Peace and Development, which I am chairman at Africa level, and tolerance is one major pillar.
Okay, the question here is, how will the event help in transforming several livelihoods in our society after the 21st Peace and Family Festival?
Like I said, there are 10 projects so far lined up for Zimbabwe, and those are going to be unveiled on the day. Therefore, that is going to really help transform Zimbabwe, transform families, and also the understanding of what it is to be in marriage. That understanding will also help transform our nation. Like you have seen people, you know, having white weddings, but within a few days or a couple of months, you find them also lined up in the high court for divorce, which means even those weddings are not properly done. They are also, because people don't understand what it is to get married. So we really need to launch this rededication program, where people get to understand what it is. Because one could be like anenge kari kamwana mbrain make ari kamwana ororana nemunhu mukuru ndopo unoona kuti mari umwana oramba nayo achiitora seyake, because children are selfish. Kana uchifamba nemwana mubhazi akaona umwe achidya machips anotiunza kuno, atombozivi kuti uyu ari kuadya machips anoadawo, ukamupa achakudzoseri. Saka munogona kupinda marriage saizvozvo. Mapinda marriage unozoona kuti munoita maproblems ari serious, ekuzoti hamuzokwanisi kuramba muchifambira mberi. So we need to have this extensively, a marriage nenge rededication program that toda kuti tiite munyika yeZimbabwe. That will help transform also our families.
What does it say about those who do not want to get married, have no interest in getting married?
No, Father Moon also, the other reason why some people, you remember Archbishop Emmanuel Melingo of Zambia. You remember, you know him?
You don't? No, but carry on with your point.
Okay. Archbishop Melingo, he was a Catholic himself, and when he visited Korea, he got married. And it created a little bit of problems in the Catholic Church when the Pope summoned the Archbishop to Korea, to Vatican, and there were problems there. Then the Pope had to allow him to say, okay, you are excommunicated from the Catholic Church, and you can now marry. And now they are happily married with a wife.
So let's go back to what I said. What does it say about you talking about marriage on and on? There are people out there who just don't want to get married, and they have
we are not dictators.
No, I'm asking a very specific question. You prevaricated over a question that I asked, okay. And by giving an example of someone who went and got married, okay. And saying that they're happy they ever after, as if to suggest that if someone doesn't get married, then they can't be happy.
Yeah. What it is we are not dictating upon anybody on what they should do. The whole thing is centered on education. Educate people. What we do, if you don't want to marry, that's not a problem. And it's not my problem. It's just your problem that you don't want to marry because God says...
How is it a problem?
Because God said it is not good for a man to stay alone. And if you decide to stay alone, then you have a problem yourself, not me. And
also there are sections of the Bible that says if marriage is not your calling, that is fine as well. And even there are examples in the Bible of people who are Levites and stuff like that who did not marry, and yet they couldn't be classified as not being happy.
Nobody said they mustn't marry.
No, but you're saying that you said specifically your words. That is your problem. Then you have a problem. How is it a problem?
Yeah, it is a problem because God said a man must leave his mother and father and marry.
But that is taking the one section of the Bible and completely ignoring the rest of the Bible, though.
No. What you don't seem to understand, or maybe what somebody does not understand, is the Bible says it is not good. It is actually God who says so. It is not good for a man to stay alone. You see, the Bible says so. So we cannot say... When the Bible says it is not good for a man to stay alone, then we say, no, the other section is a Levite. A Levite, how does he become a Levite? You see, how does he become a Levite? Did God tell them not to marry? It is wrong. So what I'm talking about is what the Word of God says, which it constitutes divine principle. That constitutes divine principle. And we are not at war with anybody who doesn't want to marry. I'm insisting on. I'm saying we are not at war with anybody who doesn't want to marry. But that person who doesn't want to marry, he actually has a problem because it is against God's divine principle of marriage. When God says it is not good for a man to stay alone, then I will make for him a partner sufficient for him. You see, that's what the Bible says. So when we come together, we look even at the various books of divine principle. Even those, the Muslims also come in with their own literature, what they believe in. But what we do is also to come back to what God initially said, the God's original plan of creation. This is what we do. When God created man and woman, he created man and woman. He never created, even trees have got husbands. You can look at
this is a bit worrying from a purely fundamentalist point of view. And I hope there's an understanding of this, because while you're preaching tolerance, you're calling people problems at the same time. Does that not fly in the face of the preaching of peace if you're going to label people who just simply do not think that they would ever want to get married? I mean, if we're going to make reference to 1 Corinthians 7 verse 7, where Paul said, I wish everybody could be single like me, but if you can't handle celibacy, that's completely different. So what I'm saying is that if someone chooses, I'm asking this very specific question, why do you think it's a problem?
Yeah.
If there are so many examples of so many people who didn't get married.
Firstly, let me correct you on the book of Corinthians, where Paul says he chose to be single. Okay, the Bible, if you read that same book, It says, I, Paul, if this is not God who is saying this. It is Paul who is saying
so
this.
So you're saying he had a problem?
Who? Paul?
Yes.
Why not?
I'm asking, are you saying that the person who you choose to quote from time to time, when you need to prove a point, had a problem?
Yeah. When
it suits you, then it's fine. But right now, when he writes other things, is good. But when you disagree with what he said,
okay,
there's a problem.
All right, listen. In fact, you are driving me into calling people problems. But
no, those are words. But, I did not ask you to say calling one a problem.
I said so. But listen, I said it is your problem. Because we are not dictating upon anybody to say you must marry. No, there's nothing that I want to do with your wife and your husband. There's nothing that I want to use them for. But what I'm saying is, the Bible says it is not good for a man to stay alone. It is not good for a man to stay alone. That's what God says. And if it's not good, it means it's a problem, according to God's viewpoint.
Okay, we're just going to take one call quickly here. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you calling from?
Hello, good evening.
Please go ahead.
Yes, my name is George. We're calling you from Bulawayo.
Please go ahead, George.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead with your contribution.
Yes, we are calling you all the way from Bulawayo. We have been following the program with keen interest. I think we are so excited to host Madame in Zimbabwe, and definitely we are going to attend the function on Wednesday.
Okay, is that your contribution?
Yes, it's more of a compliment, really. We are so, so excited about, you know, hosting this high-profile person in Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you for your contribution.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Get in touch with us on 0772-168-045. Now, what I want to ask next, though, is getting back to the issues of peace.
Yes.
And because we were almost getting towards it, let's try and get this call in. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, where are you calling from? Okay, we don't seem to be... please do try and call again. We'll just get a few calls and as and when you can. Going back to the fundamental issues, and what I do like already about the conversation we've had is the developmental aspect of it all. Now, from a... there's one thing we did not talk about, which is how being peaceful, being peaceable and so forth lends towards international re-engagement and so forth. What are your thoughts on something of that nature?
Mother Moon is accepted by various organizations across the world. Like I said, the UPF, FFWPU is in more than 200 countries. And also, we even have offices in the UN building in New York. And also, even the various governments around the world, including America, they also work very closely with her. So if Mother Moon, you know, understands the problems that affect Zimbabweans, she can really, we can make that recommendation for her to call the organization, even the governments that have instituted sanctions on Zimbabwe. She can organize a platform to discuss Zimbabwean problems, the Zimbabwe sanctions, that she can do. I know very well that she has that capacity, and I personally am going to put forward that request to her to help us get out of sanctions, because these sanctions are overdue. They have got to go.
Okay, we've got a caller coming in. You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, or where are you calling from?
Hello, Andrew.
Taraitinzi.
Right, ndirikunzwa zvirikutaura ndikuona nenge gathering irikurongwa iri gathering inogona kubatsira zvikuru vanhu vari mumereri. But funga yandirikurambirana nayo ndeyokuti ka kune vamwe vanenge vazvisarudzira nokuda kwebasa raMwari anogona kuzvisarudzira kuti ini handisi kuda kuroora kuti ndiite basa raMwari zvakanaka. Handifungi kuti zvinofanira kutorwa zvese mhosva yekuti munhu anotofanira kuroora chete.
Okay, tinopa kutenda. Okay, your response to that?
do not tell us guru at is a FFWP you aipe mosha ndofunga at pane patisina kunzwisana aipe mosha kumunhu asina chero akaita sei chaisinga tobvume kuti paite munhu anoti uyu ningi muvengi wangu munhu anonzi anokuvenga tinoti isusu munhu asinga zive kuti ari kuita sei saka ndoda kubatsirwa kuti ave neruzivo kuti agova munhu anokwanisa kugara navamwe zvakanaka hapana ari kuforswa tinotori ne cardinal Catholic cardinal who is coming to South Africa for the Africa Summit ari kubva ku Vatican so izvozvo zvese zvatiri kutaura izvi tingaita kunge pane kupesana izvo aiwa hapana kupesana tinogona kunge tatadza kutaura zvakanaka kuti i problem yake ibati kana chiti problem yake ndiri kuti ko pane kwaashaindiswa kunovhunzwa ndiri kutotaura kuti no anenge atsaudzira pane zvakataurwa namwari kuti hazvina kunaka kuti munhu agare ari ega.
You're live on ZFM Stereo. What's your name, contribution, and where you calling from? Yes, you're live on ZFM Stereo.
Maswera.
Tasura Maswera. Tawritin.
Taswera, I've just tuned in. Hello?
Yes, go ahead with the contribution.
Nah, good, thank you. No, it's not saying that I need to stand anger. My contribution is digi digi.
Tawritin.
Nambona. Wamboza kuvaita put forward zvinhu zvapfungwa dzevanhu kuti vanhu they are trying to withdraw from the event. But my take ndeyekudai so isusu senyika tine dzimwe mari dzatinopiwa nemama organizations dzakaita sena IMF kuti institutions we're not so sure kuti rubatsiro rwaanotipa isusu rwenge rwakamira sei. So this is what we are worried about. Namadamunu kana achuya, if she's sincere, wachida kutipa rubatsiro, waida kutama scholarship, wachikwanisa kutibvisa mumacurrent situations atinawo emasanctions. I think it's a noble thing. It's worth trying.
Okay, thank you for your contribution.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we're going to round up now, but I've got to read here a chipo from Stringus that says, I'm 43 years old and not married. I can't find someone to marry me. Is this my problem? Quickly, if you want to respond to that, but then a round up just to get just an overview of what's going to happen with over this on Wednesday.
Okay, if I respond to Chipo's message, she also knows she has a problem herself because she's not married. She's over 43 and she doesn't find somebody to marry her, which she's confirming that she has a problem, and she can also be prayed for and get married, and I'm happy she confirms that it is a problem. Not to be.
She asked a question actually, but just to round up because we don't have any more time now. Just give just a quick one about what's happening this week.
There will be musicians like we have already alluded to. There will be musicians Matthias Mere, Mayendere, Minister Mayendere, Oliver Mtukudzi, and many others, including Apostori. Vakasiyana siyana vachange varipo vachimba ipapo vachimba nziyo dzekuti tive ne peace timbowana kufara. This is only a launch, and also my question yavunzwa yema yedzimari kuti dzinouya chirudzi dzinouya muma projects nemoku supporta ma poor families kuti vakwanise kurarama upenyu zvakanaka sevamwe vanhu. Izvo zvipatakatarisana panona Christmas kune vamwe vasingakwanisi kumira vega saka vanoda kuti vabatsirwewo kuti vagofambira upenyu zvakanaka.
Bishop Johannes Ndanga, thank you very much for joining us from the Family Federation for World Peace and Unification Zimbabwe. I'll be back with you tomorrow between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Stay tuned to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. Coming up now is Chilla with our story. But as I say from where I come from, my name is Dari Kwirirai. Asilwe sasebenza. Take care of yourself.